弟兄姐妹平安。上个周二呢，我刚刚从中国回来，我用10天的时间去看望我86岁的老妈妈。
I just came back from China for last Tuesday for 10 days visiting my mom in China.
在这期间呢，我抽时间去看了一位我最要好的朋友。
And within those 10 days, I also went to visit one of my best friends.
我朋友3年前得了淋巴癌。
3 years ago, she was diagnosed with lymphoma.
她的女儿在2年前被诊断为乳腺癌。
2 years ago, her daughter was diagnosed with breast cancer.
今年她的丈夫被确诊为血癌。
And this year, her husband is diagnosed with leukemia.
她告诉我说，在她丈夫血癌的病房当中，最小的孩子只有11岁。
And she also told me that the youngest patient in the leukemia ward is only 11 years old.
另外，我们谈到心理的疾病。
And we also talked about mental illness.
我向大家报告一个数字，就是在中国，现在有1.7亿的成年人患有精神疾病。
In China, there's 173 million adults that have mental illness right now.
而其中有91%的病人没有得到过医治。
And 91% of these people have not received any treatments.
这些告诉我们，在我们华人当中，很多人陷在疾病的痛苦之中。
And these numbers are telling us that lots of Chinese people are in difficult situations right now.
在大自然方面，
In the natural disaster section,
中国今年夏天有很多城市被暴雨和洪水袭击。
There's several cities and provinces in China that got attacked by storm and flood this year.
在我们这边有干旱，之前有龙卷风。
And here in Canada, we have drought and tornadoes.
在宗教方面
，In the religious areas.
这个周三，罗马天主教的教宗警告说，欧洲近期发生的一系列圣战者攻击事件，说明这世界正处于战争中。
The Roman Catholic Pope this Wednesday alerted everyone about the European attacks, and he said that we're actually current at war.
不过他解释说，这并不是宗教之间的征战，而是为了利益、金钱和资源发生的冲突。
And he explained that this does not mean the conflicts between religions, but it's actually conflicts for interest, money, and resources.
他特别说，我们常常听到的词是不安全，实际上这个词是战争。
We often hear the word insecurity, but actually the word should be war.
因为这个世界失去了和平。
Because the world has already lost its peace.
再来看看我们具体的生活层面。
And if we look closely to our daily lives,
我很想问问大家，我们是不是太忙了
？I want to ask if everybody thinks that you are so busy.
忙到我们好像每天从这个战场跑到那个战场。
We're so busy running from one battlefield to the other.
一天下来没有时间坐下来喘口气。
And we don't even have time to sit down and relax.
没有时间安静一下，也没有时间跟神来亲近。
No time to calm down and not even have time to get close to God.
忙碌到我们可能只关心事情做了没有，而疏忽了关心这个人。
We're so busy, we are only focusing on the things but not people.
就好像我们注意的是孩子的作业写完了没有，却可能疏忽了孩子是否真正学会了没有。
It's just like we're only focusing on checking if the kids have finished their homework rather than if they actually learned or not.
忙碌偷走了我们的喜乐，偷走了我们的平安。
Busy has stole our joy and our peace.
忙碌也让我们在侍奉上感到很多的无力感。
Busy also make us feel really powerless on our serving sides.
看看这些各方面的现状，我们真的认识到我们在各种各样的征战中。
And combining all these aspects, it's true we're really at war.
包括时间之争，包括体力之战。
We fight with time and we fight with energy.
在这种种的征战中，我们基督徒，上帝的孩子要怎么活呢？
And within all these conflicts, how should we live as Christians?
上周主日邵传道的信息让我们大家都很受鼓舞。
Last Sunday's Pastor Adam's preaching was really encouraging to all of us.
教会这一群爱主的孩子要同心合意，像精兵一样正步走。
We should all march together as a church because we're one group of loving children from God.
怎么走呢？
How do we march together?
这就是我今天要跟大家分享的主题。
And this is what I want to share with everybody today.
我们只有换个活法，我们才可以一起的正步走。
We need a new way of living to march together.
当我们来说
When we start talking about
圣经是神的话，是我们人生的指南的时候
The Bible is word of God. It's our guidebook for life.
罗马书告诉我们，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
In Romans, it tells us, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
这是什么意思？意思是说，基督徒的生命和世界、世人上世俗的生命是完全不同的。
What does it mean? It means Christians, our lives should be totally different from the non-Christians' lives.
可能在有些形式上的生活方式有雷同之处，但是生活、生命的本质和特征是完全不同的。
Sometimes it might appear it's similar, but the actual purpose and the aspects are totally different.
今天是我们的家庭主日。
Today is our family worship.
圣经在约伯记中告诉我们说，人为妇人所生，日子短少，多有患难。
In Jobs, it tells a man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble.
事实真是如此。
And it's true.
如果真的换个活法，会怎么样呢？
And we really have a new way of living, how would it be?
让我们先一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的天父，慈爱的爸爸。
Dear Heavenly Father, loving Father.
我们来敬拜你。来见你的面。
We're here to worship you, to see your face.
我们需要你进入我们的生命。
We need you in our lives.
就是你的真理进入我们的生命。
Your truth into our lives.
愿你的圣灵今天来充满我们，帮助我们，引导我们。
May your Holy Spirit come in to help us, to lead us today.
愿今天每一位都吃下这救命的灵粮。
We ask that every single one here today, we can be able to have the opportunity to eat the spiritual food today.
谢谢我们的天父。
Thank you, Lord.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我今天要跟大家分享的第一点就是我要换个活法，我就要从今以后在基督里看神看人。
The first point I want to share with everyone today is from today, we need to see God and people through Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书五章十六节，保罗在对哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, Paul said the following verse to the brothers and sisters.
所以从今以后，不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
我们知道哥林多教会是保罗在他第二次宣教旅途中所建立的教会。
We all know the Corinthian church was built by Paul during his second mission trip.
他很爱这个教会的弟兄姐妹，把他们当成自己的孩子。
He really loves this church and the brothers and sisters from this church, just as if they're his own children.
当他知道这个教会出现了很多世俗化的危机和问题的时候，他前后写了两封书信给他们，要来帮助和引导他们。
When he knew that there's lots of crisis and problems that this church has been facing, he wrote two letters to teach and help them.
在这个地方，保罗用他自己的经历来说明他是如何在基督里看神看人。
Paul used his own experience here to tell us how he viewed God and people.
保罗在这里说，他之前在信主之前，他是凭着人的外貌，也就是凭着肉体的观点来看人看神。
So Paul said here, before he became a Christian, he was seeing people by the look, basically meaning from the worldly point of view. And
所以他要逼迫基督徒。
And that's why he persecuted Christians.
但信主之后，神180度翻转他的生命，他在基督里看神看人都变了，他自己就成为了一个跟随主的基督徒。
And after he became a Christian, he had a 180 degree turn. He became in the presence of Christ, and he became a totally different person.
这个改变带来他彻底换个活法的人生。
And this gave him a totally different new life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要知道在这里所说的从今以后意味着什么。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to understand what does it mean by from now on.
保罗在这里有一个伟大的宣告，就是来告诉我们从今以后新的时代开始了。
So Paul has a great proclamation here that this is the new era beginning.
上帝把我们人类进行了重新的划分，我们在上帝的眼中，人只分为两种。
So God recategorized people. Now there's only two groups of people.
就是信的，信主的和不信主的，信他的和不信他的。
Believers and non-believers.
这两种的生命带来的活法不同，命运不同，结局不同。
And this have two different types of lifestyle and different results.
我在神学院的老师常常对我们讲一句话。
I have a professor from the seminary and he always talks about this.
就是你的垂直面决定你的水平面。
Your vertical depth defines your horizontal width.
意思是说你跟神的关系决定了你跟人的关系。
So that means the relationship with God defines your relationship with people.
也就是说，当你从神那里领受了多少的爱，你在人群当中你可以给出去多少的爱。
It's how much love and grace you receive from God defines how much love and grace you can give to other people.
我记得我的女儿是在15岁的时候和我同一天受洗信主的。
I remember my daughter was baptized when she was 15 on the same day as me.
他信主之后呢，就从来没有停止过去教会的聚会。
And she never left the church since she got baptized.
上大学了之后呢，每个周五是他们晚上团契的时间。
After going to university, every Friday her fellowship meets on Friday nights.
但是在那个时间呢，也是大学同学相约晚上要去酒吧喝酒聊天的时间。
And it collides with the time that her classmates would go to the bar having a drink.
她从来都没去过，她总是去教会的团契。
She never went with the classmates, but she went to fellowship.
我问她说，你这么长的时间都没有和同学在一起聚会，你没有去喝酒，没有去聊天，你不会觉得后悔吗？
So I asked her, do you regret your decision that you never went with your friends to have a drink, but you went to fellowship?
她回答我说，一点都不。
And she replied, no, not really at all.
我在团契当中也有很多的朋友，我们的聚会也很有意思，我也会有聊天很开心的时间。
I have lots of friends, and we have lots of fun at fellowship as well.
他这样做并不是我这个妈妈所要求的，而是他和神自己的关系所选择的。
Her decision was not made because me being her mom telling her to do this, but it's because her relationship with God.
大学毕业之后，她去了一家寿司连锁店当经理。
After she graduated from university, she went on to become a manager for a franchise sushi restaurant.
天父开他的眼睛，让他看见神为他开辟了一个道路，给他有预备，他激动得不得了。
So God opened her eyes and she was really excited that this was the path that God had prepared for her.
她觉得这是神让她进入这个小小的群体为主去做光做盐的时候，她要好好来做。
So she thinks this is the chance that God gave her to be the light and salt in this little community.
每个主日她都去教会崇拜，每天上班也都欢喜快乐。
So every Sunday she goes to worship God, and when she goes to work every day, she's always full of joy.
她告诉我说，很多的客人愿意停下来和他们的员工一起聊天，看他们做寿司的过程。
So she told me that lots of customers really like them, and then they would stop by and chat with the employees.
他们很有自我的满足感，为此很开心。
They're very happy and self-fulfilled.
财务的收入也是自始至终的一本账。
For financials, it was one book for bookkeeping purposes.
他这样做，直到他进神学院装备之前，他才结束了这份工作。
Until she decided to go to the seminary for studies, and then she ended this job.
那天父上帝是怎么对他的呢？
So how does Heavenly Father treat her?
天父恩待她，帮助她，也喜悦她。
God really was kind to her, helpful to her, and pleased with her actions.
祝福这个年轻人，在他所带领的团队成为100多个连锁机构的最年轻的团队。
And led them to become one of the youngest team out of the 100 franchise restaurants.
至今那些年轻人还跟他有联络。
And until now, they're still in contact.
今天我想问在座的每一位，如果你身为孩子的，请你举手。
I want to ask everybody here, if you're a child of someone, please raise your hand.
你是孩子吗？
Are you children of someone?
还有一些人没举手哎。
There's people that didn't raise their hands.
你是吗？
Are you children of someone?
或者你说你曾经是，你现在是成人了，是这样的意思，你没举手吗？
Because you think you're adult now, you're not children anymore. That's why you didn't raise your hand.
不管你的年龄是多少，你在你父母的眼中都是他的孩子，是吗？
Doesn't matter how old you are, you're forever children in the eyes of your parents.
我想请你们想一想，问一问自己这个问题：如果我在基督里，我好像戴上耶稣的眼镜，从神的眼睛看出去。我所认识的神是什么样的？
So please think about this. Ask yourself this question. If I am seeing everything through the eyes of Jesus, how does God look like?
我也请你戴着这个眼镜问问你的上帝，他是怎么看你的？
And also ask, how does God look at you?
你有像耶稣那样听爸爸的话吗？
Are you an obedient child like Jesus who listened to his father?
你有照爸爸的意思去做吗？
Are you following your dad's heart?
所有的家庭关系和人际关系都取决于我们和神的关系，大家阿们吗？
All your relationships of, doesn't matter, it's family or personal relationships, all defined by the relationship we have with God.
因为神就是爱的源头，能力的源头和智慧的源头，谁能胜过神呢？
Because he is the source of wisdom, love, and power. How can anybody beat him?
所以我们必须换个活法，从自我中心的当中出来，我们进到神的同在当中。
So we really need to have a new way of living to focus on living for God instead of living for yourself.
让自己在基督的里面来看神看人。
And we need to see ourselves through Jesus Christ.
在基督里的意思就是在真理里。
What I mean by in Christ means in truth as well.
要在真理里头看神看人看得对看得准看得合乎中道。
We need to see people, see God within, correctly within Christ.
腓立比书告诉我们说你们当以基督耶稣的心为心个人不要单顾自己的事也要顾别人的事只要存心谦卑个人看别人比自己强。
In Philippians it says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Each of you should look not only unto your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves.
求圣灵帮助我们在基督的里面我们把眼目离开小小的我把眼睛注目在大大的神的身上。
May the Holy Spirit help us to focus on God instead of the little selfish me.
我要跟大家分享的第二点就是从今以后我们要在基督里成为新人。
And the second point I want to share is from today, transform into new person in Christ.
哥林多后书五章十七节说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
天父真的是了解我们胜过我们对自己的认识。
God really knows us really, really well, way better than ourselves.
天父早就知道我们会有一些什么样的反应。
And he already knew what kind of reactions we would have.
换个活法或者我不想换或者我想换但是我也换不了。
A new way of living? Maybe I don't want to change. Maybe I can't change.
为什么呢因为我手里紧紧地抓住我从世上所得来的一切我松不开这双手。
It's because we hold on so tightly to the things we hold dear in this world.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹上帝眼中宝贝的孩子们
Dear brothers and sisters, precious children in God's eyes
我们要知道当我们这样想的时候我们已经不在基督里了
We have to understand just simply thinking like this we're already not in Christ anymore
我们的想法已经限制了无所不能天父爸爸的作为
We're limiting the invincible Father, Heavenly Father's ability.
因此保罗在这里告诉我们说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了。
And that's why Paul tells us here, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
什么意思？就是如果我在基督的同在里我就是新造的人。
What does it mean? That means if I am in the presence of God, of Christ. I am a new person.
如果我在基督的同在里，我过去所有的不堪都可以归零。
If I am in the presence of God, I am, doesn't matter what kind of person I am, I can start fresh again.
一切都可以在神的里面重新开始。
Everything can start fresh again in God.
真的可以吗？可以吗？
Really? Really? Is it going to happen?
答案是肯定的。是的，在基督里，你可以成为一个新造的人。
And the answer is yes, you can. You can be a new person in Christ.
不过我们要真的知道，这一切都是从上帝而来的恩典和祝福。
But we have to understand that all of this happens because of God's love and grace.
约翰福音告诉我们说盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害和毁坏我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛
In Gospel of John tells us the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy I have come that they may have life and have it to the full
耶稣还说我实实在在地告诉你们我所做的事信我的人也要做并且要做比这更大的事。
And Jesus continued to tell us, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He would do even greater things than these.
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们什么都不能做。你们若在我的里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
And Jesus also said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
耶稣说到做到。
And Jesus did what he promised.
凡我们所愿的，祷告就给我们成就。
Whatever you wish, it will be given to you.
但前提是我们要在他的里面，我们愿意以他的心为心，我们可以把他所愿的成为我们愿意的。
But there is one condition, is that we need to have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, to have the same will as God's will.
当我们以他的心为心来到上帝的面前来祷告的时候，他就会来成就我们的祷告。
And when we do so, whatever we ask for, it will be given to us.
这样的美事只有成就在新造的人身上。
And this kind of wonderful things only happens to new people.
如果我们在基督里，我们可以借着祷告求神帮助我们除去我们所有想要归零但做不到的内容。
And if we're in the presence of Christ, we can pray that God can remove all sorts of weaknesses from our lives.
神可以让我们在基督里除去我们偷看黄色网站的恶习，带我们走出困境。
In Christ, He can help us to remove visiting pornography sites and take us out from this difficult situation.
神可以让我们在基督里帮助我们除去上网炒股票的贪婪，帮助我们有更多的时间跟我们的家人在一起。
In Christ, He can help us spend more time with the family instead of checking out the stock market tradings online.
神可以让我们在基督里除去我们看电视连续剧不能自拔不分昼夜的上瘾行为。
In Christ, He can help us to stop watching drama series over day and night.
神也可以让我们在基督里除去我们常常抽烟喝酒的习惯。
In Christ, He can also help us with the addiction of smoking and drinking.
神可以让我们在基督里成为远离毒品的新人。
And He can help us to be someone, stay away from the drugs.
神可以让我们在基督里挪去我的自卑，让我活得像上帝的孩子。
In Christ, He can remove the low self-esteem and let me raise my head to be the true children of God.
神也可以让我在基督里成为一个在家中不发脾气常常有笑声陪伴的好爸爸或者是好妈妈。
He can also help us to be loving and joyful moms or dads in the home without any tempers.
神也可以让我们在基督里重新安排我们的时间让我可以为主而活。
He can also help us to redo our time management that we can live for the Lord.
神可以让我们一家人在基督里主日崇拜不再迟到。
He can help our whole family to be able to come to church not late anymore.
神可以做到吗？
Can God do this?
可以吗？
Can He?
可以在我们当中成就这样的美事吗？
Can He really do this in us? Of course.
大家觉得呢？你有这样亲身的经历吗？
Do you have any this kind of experiences?
我们真的是感恩。
We're really thankful.
当我们信主的时候，我们可以在基督里，我们可以得着这样丰盛的人生，我们可以除去所有的软弱，活得像一个新造的人。
We are thankful that after we became Christians, we get this abundant life that we can live truly like children of God.
而且我们真知道，即使我们自己的软弱无法胜过，但是神岂有难成的事？
And although we know sometimes we cannot overcome our own weaknesses, but in the God there is nothing impossible.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，从今以后，旧事已过，都成为新的了。
Dear brothers and sisters, from now on, the old has gone, the new has come.
我们的神真是太好了，我们感谢神，这是他的爱，这是他的恩典，这是他的祝福在我们当中。
Our God is so awesome. This is full of grace and love from Him.
在我们的教会里，我们非常的感恩。
In our church, we're very thankful.
我知道有一些失去亲人的，有一些得过重病的，也有一些经历过工作的磨难的，或者是还有一些经历过各样患难的弟兄姐妹。
I know people who has lost family members, who has got critical illness, or have multiple difficult situations in the workplace.
但是在患难来临的时候，他们在基督的里面注目看耶稣。
And when troubles come, they were able to focus on Jesus Christ.
在基督的里面是蛮有能力的。
It's full of power in Christ.
在圣灵的帮助下，他们能够走出新的自我来。
With the hope of the Holy Spirit, they were able to show the new me.
现在我很想知道，在我们当中的孩子们，你们有常常的为你们的爸爸妈妈祷告吗？
Now I'm really curious to ask the children here, do you guys pray often for your parents?
上个主日崇拜之后，
Last Sunday after service,
我有为一位生病的妈妈祷告。
I prayed for a sick mom.
我邀请她的两个可爱的女儿，一个九岁，一个六岁，能够天天的为妈妈来祷告。
I invited her daughters, which one of them is 9 years old and the other one is 6 years old, to pray for their mom.
他们答应我了。我真的是很开心。
They both agreed, and I'm really thankful for that.
然后我一会儿也要问问这两个孩子，他们做到了没有？我已经带好了小礼物，要来奖励你们。
I will follow up with them after today to see if they actually did it. And if they did, I have prepared a little gift for them.
我想说的是，我们的家庭可以一同的起来。
What I mean is the whole family can move in action together.
不要小看我们的小孩子，他们纯洁的祷告是非常蒙上帝喜悦的。
Don't overlook our children. Their innocent prayers are very pleasing to God.
他们同样可以和我们一样成为新人。
Just the same as us, they can become a new person in Christ.
谁跑在前面还不一定呢。
We don't know who's going to run faster.
最后我盼望我们在座的每一位都能快快地得着这美好的新生命。
And lastly, I hope everybody here today can have this wonderful life.
从今以后我要换个活法。
From now on, I will have a new way of living.
从在基督里头看神看人开始。
Seeing people and Christ, and God through Jesus Christ.
把老我归零。
Kill the old me.
在耶稣基督里成为一个新造的人。
Become a new person in Jesus Christ.
展开人生的新旅程。
Start over a new journey.
跟着教会一起，我们正步走。
Together with church, we march together.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们何等的感恩。
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful.
有你在我们当中，有耶稣基督在我们当中，让我们可以进到你的里面，是何等蒙恩的事。
Having you in us, having Jesus Christ with us, it's so awesome to have this.
我们要在你的里面。
We want to be in your presence.
帮助我们在你的里面。
We please help us to be in the presence of you.
我们定义我们要换个活法。
We really want to have a new way of living.
从今以后，从今天开始。
From today, from now.
我们要看在基督里看人看神。
We want to see people and Christ and God in through Jesus Christ.
我们要做一个新造的人。
We want to be a new person.
我们要在你的里面成长。
We want to grow in you.
我们要在你的里面一同的长大成人。
We want to grow together in you.
爱你的心意，为你而活，成为你合用的精兵。
Love you, follow your guidance, and be your powerful soldier.
我们要和教会一起正步走。
We want to march together with the church.
跟着你走。
By following you.
谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.